understand me, please.
Sue, I'm not complaining about your work. I have your latest piece right here in front of me, and it's terrific. It's great. It's just that you were due back here yesterday.
Yeah, but Richard, there's one more story I just have to do.
There's always one more story.
No, but would you listen to this? Last month, this guy in the Northern Territory was attacked by a crocodile. The thing bit his leg right off, left him there to die 100 miles from nowhere. A week later, he crawls out of the bush, gets patched up, and disappears.
No interviews, no pictures, nothing.
So?
I tracked him down.
He runs a safari business out of somewhere called Walkabout Creek.
And his name, get this,
Michael J. Crocodile Dundee.
So even if this thing is for real, it could take you weeks to nail him down.
Will you trust me?
I already made arrangements to meet him. I got a chopper meeting the plane at Darwin. I'll be there tonight.
Well, okay. I really miss you, darling.
I miss you too, honey.
Take care now.
Don't worry, I'm a New Yorker.
Walter Riley. Never Never Safaris. I'm Mr. Dundee's business partner.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Riley.
Oh, please, call me Walter. We're pretty informal in the bush. No, let me. Here you go. You right?
Yep.
I'm sorry that Mr. Dundee isn't here himself to meet you, but he is here in town. Somewhere. Welcome to Walkabout Creek.
Oh, I took the liberty of booking you into our hotel. I trust that's in order.
Sounds just fine.
Yeah. There's just one other thing. You did say that you were prepared to pay the $2,500?
Absolutely. And I will see where he was attacked and how he survived.
Miss, I assure you, you're going to spend a few wonderful days here.
$5 $5 anyone that can make some score.
So tell me, what's the sideshow all about?
Ah, that's just the boys having fun and games. You see, Donk's never spilled a drop. We're a pretty tough breed up here, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you're Mr. Dundee, does he?
No. He's very reserved. He's a legend up here. I mean, there he was out there doing a quiet spot of fishing when all of a sudden, bang, this giant crocodile came up, turned him over, bit half his leg off, dragged him down under. Killed it, of course. I mean, any normal man would have just turned up his toes and died. But not our Mick. No. Hundreds of miles, snake-infested swamps, on his hands and knees, he crawled right into Catherine.
Straight past the hospital and into the first pub for a beer. That story's getting better every time you tell it, Wally.
No, we hand ourselves pretty well up here in the bush, miss. But if you're talking legend...
Beers, all right. One for me, one for me, mate.
And one for your mate, you mad bugger.
Oh, hang on.
I'm sorry if that frightened you, miss. You see, it's stuffed.
Him and me both, Walt. Michael J. Crocodile Dundee.
Never, never. Safaris.
Yeah. Never go out with us. If you do, you'll never come back. Right, Walt?
Sue Charlton Newsday.
Yeah, thought you might be. Here, Walt. Warrant Cyril for me while I dance with this charming young lady.
Crocodile took half your leg off.
Oh, slight exaggeration. More like a love bite, really. Anyhow, enough about me leg. Let me tell you about the rest of me. Up north in the Never Never, where the land is harsh and bare, there's a mighty hunter named Mick Dundee who can dance like Fred Astaire. Smooth shag, eh?
You say the name of this clown was?
Mick Dundee. He's the bloke that was grabbed by a croc on the Rapid River.
What's he doing up there?
It's full of crocs. What do you reckon he was doing?
Just a bloody poacher, eh?
Listen, you do understand I want you to take me out where you were attacked. Show me how you survived.
Oh, well, I don't know. Just the two of us out there alone, I got my reputation to think about.
Hey, Dundee. Where can a man shoot a few crocs around here, eh?
That's the one. Well, how would I know? Shit for brains.
Just relax. Now, come on, Dundee. Every man and his dog in the joint knows you're nothing but a bloody croc poacher.
Sorry about that, but I won't have anyone using bad language in front of a lady.
Bad language?
Don't come back, neither.
What was he saying about you being a poacher?
He was just trying to get a bite, that's all. Donk,
Tonight's me lucky night.
You want to be to the gun?
Oh, here's a go, fellas. Good on you, Mick. Hi, mate. Come on. He's going to put the money on me.
Put your money on me.
Put your money on me.
Put your money on me.
I'm sorry, he's not normally like this. I do apologize, it's just the drink.
You mean there's a serious side to him? I can hardly wait.
Here.
We think so.
Well, I hope you're not going to be the strong, silent type.
Me?
Reluctant to talk about yourself?
Nah, favorite subject.
Great. Why crocodile?
Wall's idea. He reckons it makes me more colorful for the tourist business.
Dunno.
What year is this?
You don't know.
Time doesn't mean much up here, miss. You see, the Aborigines don't have calendars.
Yeah, I was raised by the local tribe. I asked one of the tribal elders one day when I was born, and he said, in the summertime.
Mrs. Crocodile Dundee?
Oh, I was sort of married once. Nice girl. Good cook. Big. Anyway, I went off on walkabout. When I came back, she'd gone.
A walkabout?
That's an Aboriginal habit. It means to wander around and discover new places.
How long were you gone?
A couple of months.
Try 18.
And she didn't wait. Strange girl.
Yeah. Out of the way, Dopey.
Mind over matter. Old Bushman's trick.
Thank you.
sure. Now, I will leave you in Mick's capable hands, and I'll meet you at the Echo Billabong on Wednesday.
$220. You better get started.
$220?
Yeah, yes. That's the way that we do it in the bush. Don't you worry, miss. He's the best bushman in the territory. Best pupil I ever had.
You ready, lady?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Right, well, till Wednesday. Cheerio.
Wednesday. What's today, Walt?
Monday.
Doesn't know. Doesn't care. Lucky bastard.
You okay, lady?
Oh, I'm fine.
It's only about another hour to the river, but you being a Sheila, it'll probably take two.
Well, I'll just do the best I can.
Yeah. Of course, the water was running 20 foot up the bank during the wet season.
Here's what's left of me boat. I can see where he sunk his teeth in.
My God. How big was it?
Oh, 16, 18 foot maybe.
And you were out here hunting crocodiles in that?
No, that's illegal. I was just fishing.
How did you get away?
I said crocs don't like fresh meat. He wasn't trying to eat me on the spot. He just wanted to grab a hold of me and take me down for a death roll.
A death roll?
Yeah. Yeah, see, a croc will grab you, take you down to the bottom of the water, and roll you over and over and over until you stop kicking. And take it away to his meat safe somewhere. Rock ledge, log, down under the water, jam you under it. Tenderize you a bit, good eating. Yeah, anyway, he wasn't happy with the grip he had on me, so he let go to get a better one, and I talked him out of it.
Tough. And you were just out here fishing?
Well, barramundi's a bloody big fish. It'll be getting dark soon. Then I'll take you to where I camped the first night. Married?
Was once. To the original rebel.
What happened?
You name it, we marched. Anti-nuke, woman's lib, save the whales. He's probably marching right now for the gay Nazis or something.
Sounds like a prize rat bag.
Oh, he meant well. Haven't you ever protested anything?
Sure, every time I get thrown out of the pub.
Come on, I'm serious. I mean, where would someone like you stand on, say, the nuclear debate? What do you think about the arms race?
None of my business.
None of your business? How can you say that? It's everybody's business. Gotta have an opinion, gotta have a voice.
Who's gonna hear it out here?
Okay. Something closer to home. The Aborigines. What do you think about their claims to get the land back?
Well, you see, Aborigines don't own the land.
They belong to it. It's like their mother.
See those rocks sticking up there? Been standing up there for 600 million years. Still be there when you and I are gone. So arguing over who owns them. Like two fleas arguing over who owns the dog they live on.
You see, Aborigines, well, like all God's creatures, they just want the right to roam across the earth and be left in peace.
It's a King Brown.
Poisonous?
Oh, yeah, deadly. Not bad eating, but always give me gas.
Listen, are there any more of those around?
Oh, maybe the odd one, you know, late at night, but stick close to me, you'll be all right. Probably right, a man should have an opinion. Oh, I should. Shh.
What?
Thought I heard something. No, it's nothing. Good night. City Cowboys.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Nothing. Why?
Why? They're shooting these poor kangaroos for fun.
There was no law against that. Keep your head down. Stay here.
Yeah,
and a straighter rifle. You're a useless as pips on a bull, Duffy.
Shut up, blokes. Hey, Trevor. Trevor, get the spotlight over here,
mate.
Hey? The spotlight.
Can't you see where you're aiming?
Shut up. Not on me, you silly bugger. On the bushes. Hey. Hey, look at this big cheeky bug.
Right, got a gun!
Skippy.
despite the rugged beauty of this land, there's a sort of strange emptiness about it. The feeling of being so alone.
Yeah, but you're not alone. I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, but I think I know how you must have felt, or how I'd feel if I were out here alone.
You? Out here alone? Oh, that's a joke. City girl like you? You wouldn't last 5 minutes, love. This is a man's country out here.
That's right, I'm only a Sheila. We're heading for that escarpment today, right?
Yeah.
Okay. See you there this afternoon.
Hey.
If you're gonna go, take the gun with you. If you get in trouble, fire a couple of shots in the air.
That's the dangerous end.
So it is.
over. Hey. Hey. I gotcha.
Is it dead?
Well, if it isn't, I'm going to have a hell of a job skinning the bastard.
You were right. Definitely no place for a city girl.
Oh, I don't know. From what Walls told me, living in a city can be just as dangerous.
Haven't you ever lived in a city?
Never been to a city.
Kidding?
No. Cities are crowded, right? If I went and lived in some city, that'd only make it worse. Here, try this. Do you want me to have a look at that?
It's just a scratch.
Yeah, well, a scratch can turn septic out here. Give us a look. That's all right.
Shh. Huh? Now what? Christ, it's like living with Davy Crockett. Vic?
Mick, you frightened shit out of me.
So I ought to, mate. Sneaking up on a man when he's rendering first aid to a lady.
Is that what you were doing?
Oh, it's all right. It's a mate of mine, Neville Bell. Sue Charlton.
Good day, Sue.
And what are you doing wandering around out here in the scrub, Nev?
I'm on my way to Corroboree over at the Jabba. It's a bloody drag. But still, my dad get angry if I don't show up.
See, Nev's a real city boy, but his dad's a tribal elder.
Oh, no, you can't take my photograph.
Oh, I'm sorry. You believe it'll take your spirit away?
No, you got a lens cap on. Cracky. Mick, I better get going. Nice to meet you, Sue.
Bye, Nev.
I'll catch up to you, Nev.
What's happening?
Well, I better go with Nev and have a chat to the Pitjantjatjara.
Oh, can I come?
Oh, no way. No, women are strictly taboo at these turnouts.
How does he find his way in the dark?
He thinks his way. A lot of people believe that they're telepathic.
Oh, God, I hate the bush.
Oh!
How did you know? Are you telepathic?
Nah. Common sense. You're a woman. You're a reporter. That makes you the biggest busybody in the world.
Well, I can live with that. That croc was going to eat me alive.
Well, I wouldn't hold that against him. Same thought crossed my mind once or twice.
Good night, Mick.
Of course, it took me a week to crawl this far. I thought I was a goner. Said to myself, Mick, old son, find yourself a nice, comfortable spot and lay down and die.
Weren't you afraid?
Dying? Nah. I read the Bible once. You know, God and Jesus and all them apostles. Well, they were all fishermen, just like me. Yeah, straight to heaven for Mick Dundee.
Me and God. We'd be mates.
This is Echo Lake. I reckon this place saved me life. That's mineral water. Means no crocs. More Tucker here than you could poke a stick at.
Tucker?
Food. You hungry?
Starving.
I'll get lunch. How do you like your goanna? Medium? Well done?
You don't really expect me to eat that.
Yeah, it's great. Here, try some of those yams. Try the grubs and the sugar ants. Just bite the end off. They're really sweet. Blackfellas love them.
What about you? Aren't you having any?
Me? Oh, well, you can live on it. But it tastes like shit.
Mick, when I go back, why don't you come with me?
What for?
Well, make a great wrap to the story. You in New York City?
Oh. For a minute there, I thought you were making a pass at me.
Well, I might have been. Would you mind?
Bloody Wally. He's only been here a dozen times. He's probably lost.
You got wind or something, Bob?
I want Mick to come back to New York with me.
Mick? In a big city? No chance.
Paper would pay.
Well, a man should broaden his horizons.
Everything okay?
Oh, yeah, no worries.
From the backwoods.
Oh, God. We got separated at customs. He almost started a riot when they wanted to look through his suitcase. Oh, there he is.
So, that's Jungle Jim.
City, Mr. Dundee. Home to 7 million people.
That's incredible. Imagine 7 million people all wanting to live together. Yeah, New York must be the friendliest place on earth.
Dundee from Australia. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I think we're
in good. This guy.
Been down for a couple of days. Probably see you around.
Bye.
Went from the border. I don't know. I think.
Gus?
Tribe? And I ain't from no tribe.
You're a black fella, aren't you?
Last time I looked.
Well, no one in our tribe's got a flash car like this. You must be doing all right, eh?
I'll get a cab back to the office. Do you want to eat somewhere special tonight?
Well, I thought Tucano's would be nice.
Tucano's. 7:30?
Great. Mm.
Bye.
Okay. Table for three.
sir.
No worries.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, it's a bit rough, but I'll manage.
Hey.
How many of us stay in here?
Oh, just you. I've got my own apartment downtown.
Oh, sorry. Mick Dundee. I didn't catch the name.
Angelo.
Pleased to meet you, Angelo.
I got it. Here you go.
Got to pay for the room in advance, have you?
You're in my town now, trust me. Yeah, can I get the direct dialing code for Australia? You should be comfortable, everything's here. There's a TV if you get bored.
Oh, television. Yeah, I saw that Darky Johnson's place years ago. Yep, that's what I saw.
Right. Okay, thanks. So, I'm writing down Wally's number and my office number.
Hey, Sue, come here, look at this. Some nitwits put two dunnies in here.
One dunny, one bidet.
Bidet?
Mm. It's for, after you know. You figure it out. See you at 7.
Yeah.
G'day.
Hello.
G'day.
Take it easy, Mick.
Thanks, mate. Start time. G'day.
Yes, sir.
Early, eager to spend time with my girl. So, what are we drinking? Two vodka martinis, and what's yours, Crocodile?
Yeah, I'll have two of those and a beer, thanks.
Did you send them through to our table, Matt?
You have been here a while.
Let's eat. Now, this will be quite a novelty for you, Mick. Eating something without having to kill it first. Shall we?
Ah, Robert.
Good evening, Mr. Mason. I can see you've got some friends. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Almost forgotten what a sexy looking lady you are. I'm gonna have to find a way of keeping you in town.
Oh, I think we can work something out.
Really? Mm. Yes, come on.
Now listen, you two should really be alone.
Sorry, what? Mick, it's just that we haven't seen each other in 6 weeks.
Well, that's all the more reason
no,
why
there's
I
there's
should...
no way I'd leave you alone on your first night in New York. Richard and I want you with us.
Right, absolutely. Ah, New York is no place for a... country gent. I mean, ain't no crocodiles out there, but a fast-moving Chevy sure make a mess of you.
Great. I'm starving.
Grazie, Roberto. È stato piacere rivederti.
Bravissimo, lei parlo molto bene italiano.
Thank you. Perhaps I should order for all of us, all right? I mean, I don't imagine that they have any kangaroo steak or possum grits.
Oh, don't worry about Mick. You can make a gourmet meal out of just about anything, even medium rare goanna.
It's great, wasn't it? Right? And what about the yams?
Oh, yes. They were great.
Well, That's wonderful. As he's our guest, perhaps he'd like to order for all of us.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll do that.
No, it's all right. I'll have a lash. Italian, eh?
Yes.
I don't know what you call it, but I like to look at that dish up there the big fat shell is eating.
Richard!
Okay.
Can't handle his drink, poor fellow.
He said you hit him. We're not in the pub at Walkabout Creek now.
He was being a pain.
That's beside the point.
You're not serious about this lemon, are you?
Butt out, Dundee. He had a little too much to drink. Richard is warm, caring, and I love him, okay?
Excuse me.
What?
I think I'm gonna throw up.
God.
You want a hand?
No, I can handle it.
I'm fine.
Listen, we've got a busy day tomorrow, so get some sleep. I'll pick you up early.
Good night.
Night.
think you better take me to the Boozer.
Boozer? Don't know that one.
Pub, you know, somewhere to get a drink. Want to join me?
I just finished my shift. Why not?
Fancy a drink, do you?
You kidding? I'm Italian. I drink you under the table any day, my friend.
Well, that could be interesting.
No, I'm not putting down your black widow spider. But the funnel web spider can kill a man in 8 seconds just by looking at him.
Of course, the real danger down there is the sharks, though. The big ones, you know, like yours. I caught one down there about 3 weeks ago. Cut it open. You know what we found inside it? 3 Filipino fishermen. Still in their boat.
Hey, Buzzy, come on over and meet this guy from Australia.
Hey, my man, what's happening?
Where?
What's going down, bro?
Going down? Oh, yeah, just blowing the froth off a couple.
All right. Hang loose, my man.
Come on. Flat out like a lizard drinking.
Say what?
What?
He's cool.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm cool.
All right.
All right. He's a nice fella.
Here's me, little Italian mate, Danny. Just in trying to buy another round too, mate. What are you drinking, Gwendolyn?
Oh, no more for me, thanks, Mick. I must be getting one home.
Oh. Where's home, sweetie?
Just around the corner. I have a little place where I live all by my lonesome.
Not now.
Most of the time, that is.
Oh. Must get a bit lonely, eh? Hanker for a bit of male company?
Do I ever.
Excuse me, Gwendolyn. Don't go away, love.
I've been trying to tell you all night. That girl, she's a guy. A man dressed up as a girl. A fag, for Christ's sakes. Squat.
I dressed up like a Sheila. Look at that. There, you all knew, you pack of bastards. Hey.
Where the hell did I leave the cab?
Dunno.
You wait here until I go look for him, Mick.
G'day, girls. Mick Dundee from Australia.
Looking for a good time, honey?
Always looking for a good time. Either of you ladies attached or married or anything like that?
No, we're both single ladies. This is Carla. I'm Simone. Where are you from, honey?
From Walkabout Creek in the Northern Territory. You probably don't know where that is.
Hey, I do. You're the guy I've been reading about in the paper. The crocodile man. I've been reading about him in the paper. He's like a regular Tarzan. Wrestles crocodiles. Eats snakes. Is this your first trip to New York?
First trip anywhere.
Well, hell, we might just have to give you one for free.
Yeah. One what? I mean, we could take in a movie or, you know, go to a dance.
Girls. We working tonight or we socializing?
Hey, pal. I was just talking to the ladies and making a bit of progress.
Are you gonna talk all night, my man, or you gonna screw one of them?
Listen, I'm sorry about that, but if you stand around out the front of a place like this, you're gonna
hear that kind of bad language.
I should have been home hours ago.
Nice chatting here, ladies. Hey, come on, Danny, you're in no condition to drive. Hop in, mate. That's why you have so many accidents over here. Steering wheel's on the wrong side of the car.
Signor Meek. The towels for Signor Meek.
Is that you, Rosita? I just leave the spare towels on the bed, will you? Mucho gracias, love.
Si, Signor Meek.
Ruth. Hey, listen, Rosita. It's only being friendly. You know, I didn't mean,
Your towel, Signor Meek.
For a minute there, room service took on a whole new meaning.
Chili, onions, sauerkraut, and some peppers. There you go.
You eat that?
Well, you know, you can live on it, but it tastes like shit.
Oh, my bag!
Yes, I'm on. Having a good time?
As always.
Nice girl. Thoughtful, too. Dancing with her father.
Hmm. You'll have to overcome this country boy shyness, Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, there's someone I want you to meet.
Sue, darling, you're back. How wonderful.
Fran, how are you?
Couldn't be better. Tell me, who's the new man?
Well, this is the man I'm writing about, Mick Dundee. Oh.
Something the matter, darling?
Pleased to meet you.
It's okay, he's Australian.
Maybe I better go there someday. Oh, darling, I'm so glad you could come. Excuse me.
Ah, just making sure.
Right, I'll get us a drink.
Blocked nose, have you?
Blocked nose, right.
It's a better way of doing it than that.
Better way, huh?
Yep. So why are we doing it back home? It really fixes us up. Teeth out, maybe your skull. Get your head right down onto that. Breathe it in real deep. 10 minutes of that, you'll be clear as a bell, no worries. Get into it.
Probably a couple $100 worth of cocaine.
What's that?
Oh, it's a drug. You sniff it.
What for?
Well, to get a buzz.
What, like shoving a blowfly up your nose?
Yeah. Ida sends love. Wait a minute. Doc wants to have a word to you.
Make. Get stuffed.
Very good. How are you getting on with the New Yorkers, Mick?
Oh, bonds of people. Friendly, full of beans. But a bit weird.
Well, that's the joys of travelling. When are you coming home, mate?
Well, if you can manage, Wal, I'd like to stay a while.
Oh, yeah. No troubles at all.
wouldn't have anything to do with a certain lady writer, would it?
Yeah, well, to start with, she's a better kisser than Donk.
You little beauty. Keep in touch.
Yeah, no worries, Walt. Ta-da.
Well, come on, Walt, what'd he say?
Well, he just, he wants to stay there a little while longer. He wants me to take care of things out here.
Walk about, like, huh?
Got a light, buddy?
Yeah, sure, kid. There you go.
And your wallet.
Nick, give him your wallet.
What for?
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife. Just kids having fun. You all right?
I'm always all right when I'm with you, Dundee. God, that sounds corny. Why do you always make me feel like Jane in a Tarzan comic?
We ran while you were down under.
Sorry, I can't seem to get my mind in gear.
So, when you were away, I did some thinking. It's time I made some concrete plans.
Are you building a freeway or proposing to the finest catch in New York State? Hello, young lady. I've been reading your articles. Seems you've been tripping all over the world, enjoying yourself at our expense.
Well, I'd like to think you're getting your money's worth.
Hi, Dad.
You got a kiss for the old man? Oh. Thank God you're home safe. Have you told Sue about Sunday?
Oh, I was just about to.
You're coming out to the weekend house for a welcome home dinner. But right now, I want Richard to explain how he runs this newspaper better than I do when I'm away. By all means, bring along this Crocodile Dundee. Him, I've got to meet.
You said your dad sells newspapers.
Oh, well.
He sells a lot of newspapers.
Hell, the dogs are out. Nick?
Nice to see you again, Miss. Mr. Mason.
To see you looking so fit and well. Simpson, Mr. Dundee.
Nice to meet you, Simmer. Call me Mick.
Mick. Your father's expecting you, miss. He's waiting with his guests in the lounge.
Oh, excuse me. Oh. Hi, Punkin. Richard.
I'm going to see.
And this, of course, is Mr. Dundee.
Yep.
I believe I'm deeply in your debt for saving my daughter's life.
Well, buy me cold beer and call it quits. Nice joint you got here.
Yeah, well, it keeps the rain off our heads. And... Come, I want you to meet some people. Patricia, a drink for Mr. Dundee.
Oh, God, look who's
here. Maria Dorn.
How are you?
Dorothy and Wendell Wainwright.
Are we from Australia?
Ah.
Nice to meet you, Wendell.
Mike, have a drink. Thank you.
And are you involved in cattle, Mr. Dundee?
Yeah, mostly buffaloes.
Oh, do you breed them?
No, I just toss them.
And how are you finding New York?
A bit of a lunatic asylum, right? That's why I love it, because I fit right in.
If you'll excuse me, I'd like Mick to say hello to Senator Manley.
That's a good idea, Charlie.
It was nice meeting you.
See you later.
Nice
meeting you. Seems like a personable fellow.
Mm-hmm. What's that jacket made
of? Nice people.
Dorothy's fine now, but she used to be really uptight.
What happened?
She found a wonderful shrink. A psychiatrist.
I shouldn't have made that crack about the lunatic asylum. I didn't know she was nuts.
Of course she's not nuts. People go to a psychiatrist to talk about their problems. She just needed to unload them. You know, bring them out in the open.
Has she got any mates?
You're right. Guess we could all use more mates. Suppose you don't have any shrinks at Walkabout Creek.
Nah, back there, if you've got a problem, you tell Wally. And he tells everyone in town, brings it out in the open, no more problem.
Richard, I didn't think
Richard,
you could make it this
Wendell,
evening.
It's wonderful to see you, and I don't believe I know your daughter.
Oh, stop it.
Richard.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends, welcome home, Sue. Lindsay, we're all glad to have you back.
Of course, no one more than I. I guess everyone in this room knows how this beautiful lady and I feel about each other. Sue's come back to us. Delivered literally out of the jaws of death by our newfound friend, Mr. Michael J. Dundee.
A man to whom I am doubly indebted, of course. Not only did he bring back to me the woman that I love, but he managed to increase the circulation of the newspaper in the process. Sam said to me earlier, you're her editor. Can't you stop her from taking all these dangerous assignments? Well, quite obviously, I have not had a great deal of success influencing her as her editor. Perhaps I'll have more success as her husband. If she'll have me.
Richard. Thank you very much. I couldn't have done it
without your help. Sweetheart. I love you. I'll get in the back, Gus.
hotel, Mick?
Yeah, Gus. Oh, I have a liquor store.
For medicinal purposes.
Get into you, pup.
God bless you. You saved my life, really.
Hey, Simone.
You want some action?
Thought you were somebody else.
Well, if it ain't the man who don't like bad fucking language in front of ladies. What's the matter, Aussie boy? You gonna make like a kangaroo and hop away?
Just getting on top of them. You sure you're not Pindanjara tribe?
No, man, Harlem warlords.
Knew you were tribal.
Dundee's room, please.
I'm sorry, he's still not answering.
He called down this morning to say he was checking out today.
We're gonna miss him around here.
Thanks.
G'day, Irving. How are you, mate?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't be dead for Dulles.
Close.
Are you leaving us, Mick? You going back home?
No, I thought I'd go walk about. I'll wander around, take a look at America.
For how long?
Long as it takes. What's the quickest way out of town?
Well, if you're looking for adventure, there's a subway about two blocks that way. It'll take you to Grand Central Station.
That'll do. Have a nice day, Irving.
No worries, mate.
Yeah.
morning.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
No, but it'll come to me.
Incidentally, miss, if you're looking for Crocodile Mick, he's gone walkabout.
I don't suppose you know where.
Yeah, he's headed for the subway 2 blocks down. You better hurry.
Mind this for me.
Jammed in like sheep.
Ah, well, look. Ah, all right.